যাবে, খরচ করতে হলে আসতে হবে নাকি নারীন হয়ে যাবে,
আসতে হবে খরচ হবে।
হরে কৃষ্ণ গৌর হরি, গৌর হরি, যদি গৌর না হতো কেমন হইত, অ্যান ওয়ান্ডারফুল এক্সপ্রেশন, কেমনে ধরিত আমার দেহে। দ্যাট বডি উই আর অলরেডি বিয়ারিং, দ্য ফিউচার ইজ গোয়িং টু to influence the past. Kamane dharita am dehi. Already I was existent. The prospect is such, I have come to. It says, how could we, if such valuation could not come to me, then how could we bear a body in the past? Kamana dharitam dehi. That means it shows that he is who says this. He is a parsada. Already he has sent of this thing. I had some peep of prospect of this nature in the eye, fulfillment. This sort of fulfillment I had suppressed in my life. I was searching after that. Now finding this, I come to conclusion that my bearing this body has been sarthak, has been successful. In other words, what? The inner search of my heart, at last I have found. What was the thing of my inner search, innermost search? At last I have come to that. And the Gauranga has given that fulfillment of my innermost demand, thirst. He is mine. Without him, none should have any conception of life. Janmiya se kano nahi moido. The thing is here. And if anyone cannot have it, what is the worth of his life? He should better have died. He should have died. If living, he cannot come in touch of such valuable thing, he should have died. Janmiya se kano nahi moyo. Whenever he was born, he should have died. If he cannot come to his eternal prospect, fulfillment. This sort of expression coming to show about the extraordinary, wonderful characteristic of the goal. In Krishna. Our goal in Krishna is of such type. The devotees are giving descriptions in different ways, wonderfully. Say, the fulfillment of life, how? Without that one should not live to that level. Krishna, the devotees, oh. to represent to the market the canvasser is to take the choicest thing for canvassing. The capitalist also is astonished by his choice. And sometimes showing gratitude to him. You have represented highly valued thing of mine to the others. So much to say, I was not myself conscious that such things was in me. You have taken from my storehouse so many tasteful things. Was it in my store? Your choice makes me valuable, more valuable. I submit to you. So beautiful things you have found in me. I cannot but feel proud by your touch, by your connection. These beautiful things have come, have been discovered in me. I wonder. It also may be possible. This also may be possible. So Krishna's obligation towards the Radha, the whole self-delight. Partial delight there are of different groups, but whole self-delight of every commodity available there in the store. That whole self-delight. Krishna na paaye paar. Krishna himself cannot measure the greatness of Radharani. Our Guru Maharaj asked to keep her in reverence on your head, over your head. Don't be bold enough to approach direct. Pujalo-rāgavata-gūrava-bhaṅgī. At respectful distance above, try to keep her with her group. Don't rush towards that thing. It is not of that type. So how valuable they are, this Raga Marga who worship Krishna in this way, the way of love. The service, loving service, prem seva, it is not ordinary thing, not a mechanical thing. Don't try to finish, to limit it. It is of unlimited type. Don't rush to enter, make trespass. Don't commit offense. This is the prospect of your life after life in this way. Infinite has everywhere centered, nowhere circumference. Don't try to put any circumference there. The center of your prospect thing. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Hidai Gaur Hari Bol, Hidai Bol. Dashaya me rasustu, rasustu, shattam. Sakkaya me namastu, namastu, nittam. Let my respect be towards the friendly connection with this Supreme Master. Respect to friendly connection. But servant connection, I pray to my own self, try to connect with the service connection, service taste. Try always towards that expressively. Invite service. And learn to give respectfully, friendly service. Don't venture to tread on your foot on that plane. Don't. Angels fear to tread. Fools rush. Don't become a fool, but become to try to follow the angel. Keep it always on the spectacle, higher level, and try to connect yourself with the service. When Patavruddha began his service, apparently mean of a sweeper, then Mahaprabhu came to embrace him. We should not forget that. That is the very backbone of devotion. Always to us, do our services. Do our services. And automatically from the other side, the choice comes for you for higher plane. Don't you try to force him there, but show your modest tendency to go to the lower level. And it is the duty of the higher to take you in a proper place. For dasyaya me rasastu, my sincere attraction may be towards lower service, the service of a servant. But I must be conscious of a friendly service. I show respect to that. That should be our attitude. We must have a knowledge that is high. But I am not fit. It is high. I am not fit. So many Vaishnavas are high, characterized that. I must engage myself to the lower level. Then automatically from the Yogamaya party, they are not sitting idle. Whoever will be fit for any particular plane, the Yogamaya is there. Rather than forcibly take him from particular plane, put it some higher plane. They are not inanimate objects. They are all conscious. So your modesty would not be ignorantly accepted as your unfitness. No fear of that. Janada visunice na taruru visvaishnana. Amanina, Mahamudena, Kirtanya, infinite. Meaning and the prospect. The direction, general direction. Oh, do you take the process of divine sound? the easy course to reach that goal by the divine sound. Then, to come that level, you will have to accept such attitude. Then you will feel that there is a very fine level through which you can reach there. The finest level is there. But you have to accept such attitude here. Then it will be possible. Not by no necessity of removing a mountain or to oppose a river current. Big things won't be necessary. But only by cultivation of the spiritual sound you will be able to reach the goal. But you will have to take such attitude. Then you will feel that you will come to a particular very subtle level. Only through sound we can go there. Our soul can be attracted, can be connected with that. But if we can pose ourselves with this, tanada vishuni taruru vishvaishnu, that means much. That is not an outward statement. If we go to adopt that sort of mood, I shall have to cross many oceans. Many oceans I shall have to cross, I shall experience. But from my present position of egoistic boast, when I am to go pass to the lowest level of a blade of grass, countries after countries I am to go through, plains after plains. Taruru Vishvahishnuna, to get into, to reach into that sort of attitude, so many suns and moons, earths, that will be passed in my way. Concrete things I shall have to be the view. So many basic thoughts of the concrete, bigger things that has to give a new leap, only to go, to reach to that attitude properly. Namani namanudeno. My connection with the subtle and the higher things, that you have to ignore. Amani namanudeno. The plane of life will be changed. The activity, the plane will change, with the change where activity should be, energy should be invested, not in this plane, what we see about us, concrete. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Meditant told, peace hath a victory not less renowned than war. In his sonnet I read, peace hath a victory not less renowned than war. If we thirst the meaning of that deeper, then we may come to that. Tanada vishuni taruru vishvaishnu amani manado. The adaptability of such plane of life practically in our utilization. The many victories to become conquered, to reach to that plane, your peaceful. Peace at a victory, not less renowned than war. Muhammad's direction, Quran in one hand, sword in another hand. If anyone does not accept, be it immediately. War. And Mahaprabhu saying just the opposite. Be, Sunnis don't forget giving resistance. Resolution, solution. If any resistance comes, try to forbear with the best of your energy. Avanina manadeno, don't try to encroach upon the prospect of others, physical or physical prospect. Manadeno, and don't give any opposition to them. With this, such adaptability, this is war, peace, war in peace, peace as a victory. This is victory in peace, peace, not physical war. If you can attain these victories, then you are automatically led to a particular place where you will find ample, beyond your expectation and your conception. Wonderful thing. The nouns, the found, all the sound representing Krishna. Only through this now name, this Krishna, is overflowing, all pervading. And it has got its a wonderful flow, all full of meaning. Not dead, inanimate flow in the brain, as if the flow of the ether has full of meaning. Who can catch? The scientist who can come to the level of ether, he may find many wonderful things in that vibration. Must come to the plane of ether. So the sound, only the sound aspect of the whole is so sweet, so attractive, so happy. We cannot conceive or think out. Not unscientific. Gaur-hari, 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 Gaur-hari. Nidai Gaur-hari, Gaur-hari. Sivanmukhi jivado. All the attempts must be made in that spirit. I am for him. That will be main principle of our advance. I am for him. Sivanmukhi jivado. Then it will be able for us to reach that plane. I am for him. Die for him. Die to live. The whole process, the peace at a victory, but die to live. That process, always. Dissolve this ego. Considering that ego, to live this ego means to embrace death. Subtle death, to live a particular ego. One layer of ego, may require many births to satisfy its death. There's different covers of ego. But the wholesale ego should be resolved. I am for him. I am for him. Die to live. I want the property of my wonderful dream to be satisfied. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari. Trinadu Vishnu kete pore galo vaad. One says, I had much He hoped that I shall be a Vaishnava. But when the Trinadavi Sutra, that advice came to me, oh, that is impossible.
Swami Maharaj, he also said one time, Lord Jetland asked, I want to be a Vaishnava. I want to be Brahmana. What do I have to do? So Goswami Maharaj told him, you have to give up meat, women, intoxication and gambling. He said, impossible. It cannot be done.
Lord Jetland, previously he was Lord Ronaldse. He was governor of Bengal. And the first non-cooperation movement began. We were in the college square just in front of the university. There is a tank. And just on the eastern side, the Bodhi Society was just founded at that time, and Ronalds came to open. I did not know. Suddenly I found some students, they are crying, shame, shame, shame. Lord Ronalds is passing in his car after opening that ceremony. Finishing ceremony, he is going away by the street. And some students, they were aware of the fact, they began to cry, shame, 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 shame. Then afterwards, I inquired and I heard that Ronald says passing and they are crying, shame, shame, shame. So he was a very, very meek, mild gentleman, Ronald said. Then I heard that after leaving India, he went to England, and he, perhaps after the death of his father, he was the owner of Jetland, perhaps a locality, some jamindari or something like that, Lord Jetland. Lord Ronaldse afterwards was known as Lord Jetland. And he was Secretary for State for India. He gave lectures about Vaishnavism. I have got, it was out in Statesman or some newspaper. The cutting I have got for us with me in praise of Vaishnavism. I went to Navadvip. I saw the Vaishnavas. I had from my memory that 12 followers of Christ and this and that, so many men mentioning this and that, he has preached about our Guru Maharaj, that he has started that Vaishnava cult to preach and to come here. And one Maharaj met him, and the Goswami Maharaj also met him. And he had some appreciation of the Indian scriptures. In another time, when I was in Madras, in some publication I found that Jetland says, they gave some reform government, proposed some reform government to India. But Indian political leaders not going to accept that. And that the veto power is there, so it is nothing. You are giving something, election, this parliament, all that. But the Viceroy can give veto to everything. The Indian leaders, this is nothing. In anything, they will give veto. But Ireland was remarking at that time that they are suffering under Maya. He quoted the justice in Indian philosophy, the position of Maya. So they are suffering from the influence of Maya. It is their imagination that we shall give veto to everything. No. Veto in special cases. So there is other things. This rights they are getting from this reform proposal in this way, the Maya. The thing it is existing and not existing. They are afraid of the existence of the veto, but veto is not to be used always. So they are only suffering from Maya in this world, his argument. And also it was true that Goswami Maharaj asked, he will have to give this and that, but it is impossible. Hare Krishna.
Mahaprabhu, he instructed Raghunath Das Goswami to always wear this verse, this sloka Trinadipi, around his neck. He instructed Raghunath Das Goswami to wear that verse Trinadipi Sanatina around his neck as a necklace.
And asked him, Gamavata na kohibe, Gamavata na sunibe. The worldly talks you must not attain, neither you engage yourself in that. Bhalona khaibe, don't seek after the satisfaction of your tongue and belly, or don't try to get any good dress, which is appreciated by the people. I am Arana Bhari. Amani Manada Krishna Naam Sadalade. Give honor to all, but don't seek honor for anyone, from anyone. In this way, you will take the name of Krishna always, continuously, and Vrajira Radha Krishna Seva Manase Kuribe. But internally in your mind, try to serve Radha Govinda in Vrindavan. As you are in Vrindavan, you are serving Radha Govinda. That will be your mental aspiration. And externally, you are to go on, live your life in this way. Not good dress, not good food, not indulgence in the worldly topics, either saying or hearing, and always giving honor to all, and don't seek honor from anyone. In this mode, you go on.
So this,
there is one verse in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Vaishnava charitra sarvada pavitra jai ninde hinsa kori bhagati vinod nasam bhase thake tare thake sada mauna dhari. That character of Vaishnava is always very pure. But if anyone, out of motive, really speaks ill about them, then this Bhagavati, you know, he don't want to talk with them, and he'll keep silence. No cooperation, non-cooperate with them. If anyone comes to abuse Vaishnava, then you have full non-cooperation. And Goswami Maharaj, who proposed Jagannath, he told, সেই দয়িত দাস কীর্তনের দাস সদা মারে লাঠি, মাথায় লাঠি বাড়ি। ভক্তি বিনোদ অনলি কিপ সাইলেন্স, বাট ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত ওন স্ট্যান্ড দেয়ার আইজ, হি উইল গিভ সাম পানিশমেন্ট টু দ্যাট ইজ ইন্সপায়ার্ড উইথ দ্যাট সর্ট অফ। বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর গন ফাদার মোস্ট অ্যাপিলিংলি I am presenting the characteristic and the advice of Gaur and Nityananda. You people come to understand this. I fall at your feet and I pray that with good motive you come to, you approach and you will find that all this is true and it is the best. But in spite of my so much fervent and modest appeal, if you revolt, then I shall kick your and break your head by my kick. Tabe lathi maro tano. And Kaviraj Goswami has said, I will fall on your feet, dust and this and things, you sotar, you say otherwise, very mildly. But Vrindavan Das Thakur has said, I had in my mind previously when I read, this does not look well, oh, it's a Vaishnava, especially the followers of Sri Chaitanya Dev, who has given Trinada Vishwanit Tadurupi Vaishnava. Vrindavan Thakur is being a bona fide devotee, how he can utter such a cruel and proud statement. But when I heard from Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, just opposite meaning, he approached this statement quite from a different direction. One who had no other alternative but to go to eternal hell, Vrindavan Das Thakur has come out to do some good for him. Mm-hmm. They approach from the different quarter altogether. There's no hope. But then Vrindavan Thakur has come and given some hope. Why? How? Now he is punishing, he is kicking them. And for this his action, this action, Krishna will be moved, Nityananda Prabhu will be moved for them. Oh, he is abused by my devotee. So he will come to nourish him and thereby he will get some benefit and a connection. Vrindavan Das Thakur, by such bold and cruel saying, has insulted them. And the Krishna, he will not be able to stand unaffected. Oh, Vrindavan Das Thakur has insulted you that he will kick you. No, don't mean so. I am for you. Your Krishna will come in his favor. So Vrindavan Thakur has done in the negative side, he has done some good for that person. By such bold assertion of hateful punishment to them, attracted Krishna's attention for them in their favor. Oh, you are so much insulted by my devotee. All right, don't be affected, I shall help you. In this way, he has opened some way for their benefit, future benefit. That sort of argument I heard from him. Whenever any bona fide devotee does something wrong to a particular man, When the son beats another boy, that one who beats his father comes to nurse him. Oh, my son has beaten you. Then he comes and with soft hand. This theory. When a bona fide devotee has done something wrong to a particular person, then the guardian of that devotee, he is inclined to sympathize with him. And in that way, some good must come to him. So who had no other alternative, Vrindavan Das Thakur has opened a way for them in this way. I found meaning in that way from him. Who had no other way to get out from their hell, but Vrindavan Das Thakur has managed to provide something for them, for those persons, by showing a rude attitude towards them. Has moved the heart of Krishna sympathetically towards those. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari.
Guru Maharaj, Krishna empowers certain souls to write Vaishnava literature and others to distribute Vaishnava literatures. In this way, as you explained, Srinivas Acharya has a very exalted position because he's the greatest distributor of Vaishnava literature.
Yes. Jiva Goswami sent all the Vaishnava scriptures prepared by them in his custody. And there was Narottam Thakur and Samananda Prabhu with him. But Srinivas was given the main charge. And they came to Bengal. And here near Bankura, district. They came in a bullock car, and there was one native chief, Aborigines sect. And his name was Bir Hambi. He had some astrologer. And they were, on those days, some dacoit type. But he was passing through his state. He sometimes wanted to loot it, plunder. But a devotee at the same time. But plundering was some of their occupation with the Adivasi. But the astrologer told them how the valued things are within that casket. Then he ordered, take it off from the street and put it in my custody. And that was kept.